We're on the line now. I have Owen Clark from uswitch.ie. Hello, Owen. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel.
Okay, give us a little bit of background to uswitch. It's not too long in the country now, is it?
Yeah, we're operating about a year and 4 months now, and uswitch is a free, independent, impartial price comparison and switching website. So we're accredited by the energy regulator to provide price comparison services in Ireland, which means we're independent, impartial, and you can also trust the calculations that are on our website. So our main aim is, as I said, it's a free website, but the main aim is to help households save money.
Yeah, I suppose that people look up your website and they see all the comparisons on what each is offering, because a lot of people now change, no matter what user they have, they change them every year, whether it's car insurance, electricity. So is this part of the aim of what it is?
Yes, absolutely. I suppose, you know, if you look at households, we released some research earlier on this week to say that about half of Irish households are forced to go into debt just to pay essential bills. So we're talking about things like bin collections, gas and electricity, broadband, property tax, etc. So all of these are a heavy weight on households. And again, you know, we're not seeing increases in salaries to match these increased bills. So if we take energy, for example, alone, in the last 3 years, energy, the average energy household price, annual price, has gone up by about 500 euros. So, you know, that's extra money that households have to come up with. And what we found from the research as well is that, you know, there's a high proportion of us that are, you know, resorting to borrowing money off friends and family, or taking out overdrafts just to pay our bills. Mm-hmm. But it's not all negative. We've been monitoring the energy market now for 3 years, and certainly in the last couple of months, the savings to be made by switching have never been greater. So it's a very good time to switch. You know, we'll have seen lots of coverage over the last couple of weeks about the One Big Switch campaign, which is a group switching campaign. And our advice to consumers is, you know, there is money to be saved. There's now plans available in the marketplace that are actually provide greater savings than the One Big Switch campaign. So it always pays to shop around.
Okay, well, a few things on that. I heard it described, I heard people talking about this the other night, and I heard it described as the death of a thousand cuts, because with all the charges coming in, everything, it's nibbling away over the year. Everything is, even if it's not going up, there's new taxes being brought in. So it's, as I said, the death of a thousand cuts. That's how it was described to me. But and a lot of people are opposing, for instance, direct debit, because I asked someone the other night when I heard during the discussion, I was a bit rude, and I said, you don't mind me asking a question. I said, well, why are you against direct debit? And he said, well, I don't like having anyone having access to my money, and I like to get my bill and be able to examine it actually in my hand on paper, so I can argue about it. But direct debit, they sort of just take it, and that's it, and you do the arguing afterwards. You know, have you found any sort of opposition or talk about that?
Yes, well, I think it's all down to personal choice. But when it comes to saving money, say for certainly for gas and electricity bills, the cheapest options are usually options that include direct debit and online billing. So energy providers, and it's a good situation to be in. The energy providers are providing further discounts if you take up direct debit and online billing. Mm-hmm. Now, what we would say to that again is that we released research last year to say that about 70% of us don't check our utility bills. And regardless of whether you're paying by direct debit or you're getting pay by receipt of bill, we'd always advise customers to actually check your bills. Be vigilant and check your bills. Especially when it comes to energy bills, you would need to understand whether your bill is estimated or it's actually based on a meter reading. Mm-hmm. So best practice for households, again, some good advice, is to take regular meter readings and submit these to your energy supplier. Mm-hmm. And that means that the bills coming into your home are more accurate.
Yeah, see, when I asked the question, I sort of started a little bit of a debate, because people, Irish people, are quite lazy and creatures of habit. I mean, a lot of people stay with different companies because they're just used to it, and this is the way they're used to it. And they were thinking to, well, they were talking about it then and saying, well, if you go on the direct debit and you change every year, then you've got to go through all the motions of changing and giving your change.
Yeah, I think you bring up a valid point, Noel. I think there's a perception in the market that it's a difficult thing to switch. And again, our analysis shows that it takes about 5 minutes to switch. And there was a very good piece, I think it was Charlie Weston in The Independent at the weekend. He said, if somebody gave you a job that you could earn €300 in 5 minutes, would you take that job? And it's kind of self-explanatory. Most people would. So to go to the trouble to switch energy providers and to take that 5 minutes just to compare what the marketplace has to offer compared to your current supplier, it's money and time well spent. And in terms of switching, what do households need to switch? The two things that you would certainly need is a copy of your last electricity bill and a copy of your last gas bill. And on both of those are two reference numbers. One is called an MPRN number, and that's your electricity reference number. And then your GPRN is your gas reference number. So during the switching process, you'll be asked for them to input those. And then if you sign up to direct debit, obviously you will need things like your bank details. So things like your branch name, your account number, your sort code, etc. But if you have all of those, literally the process could take you about three to five minutes to complete. And again, as I say...
And you don't think it takes away any of your bargaining power and puts them in the driving seat by going direct debit?
No, I don't think it does. I think you're availing of the best discounts in the marketplace. Interesting, again, this week we carried out some more research just on the types of energy plans in the marketplace. And what we looked at was just standard plans in particular. So if you haven't switched in the last 12 months, you're most likely on your energy supplier's standard plan. And that's typically the most expensive plan. And they will, when your introductory discount or your promo discount is over after a 12-month period, you'll most likely be moved to this standard rate. So we carried out a comparison of all the standard rates in the marketplace. And believe it or not, there's only, and this includes gas and electricity, there's only about €67 in the difference between the most expensive and the cheapest. So to make the greatest savings, you would really need to switch to a new supplier, avail of an introductory offer, sign up to direct debit and online billing. And the calculation that we have on our site at the moment is that households could save up to €343 just by going through this process. And that's based on a medium energy user.
Yeah, I think as well, as you're talking there on it, years ago, as far as I can remember, with any of your bills, you weren't under any contracts or anything, because then again, you didn't have much of a choice. And do you not think that with all the switching and changing, that eventually they will make the... I mean, they have them for a year, say, at the moment, that they might increase it, the contracts, to 2, 3, maybe even 5 years?
Yeah. I don't see that happening. You know, we don't see it across any other European markets or in the UK, and I don't think there's many households that would commit themselves to that contract. Usually what you're looking at with energy is typically the standard ones are 12 months. There are some 24-month plans out there as well. The broadband market, you're looking at 12 months to around 18 months. But again, we'd ask customers, you know, when they're signing up, just to take time, look through the terms and conditions, because there is what's called early termination charges. So if you did want to leave your contract before that 12 months is up, there's usually a fee. Now, for the energy market, it can range. Some of the plans out there have no fee and there's no charge. You can leave without any cost. And then it's between kind of €25 and €50 that you'd be charged. So again, it's just something to be conscious of for households.
Okay, and the U-switch, is that just working with all the energy companies? Won't go into any insurance of any other kind, for instance?
At the moment, we're focusing heavily on broadband and energy. So earlier on this year, we were the first to launch Ireland's first broadband awards. So we held that at the end of February, and then we're focusing on gas and electricity. But probably the next products that we'll roll out will relate to things like personal finance.
Okay. And it's based on a British model, is it?
Yeah, we're part of the U-switch group as such, and U-switch has been operating in the UK for about 12 years now, and we've helped about 2 million people switch and save on their energy bills. So we've a lot of experience in this area, and we we've, I suppose, brought this model to the Irish market as such to help customers save money.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it only works when there's competition in these areas as well. You won't be able to do that with water charges, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's it's a little bit of a monopoly one, that, and I think it's, you know, it's hot on everyone's lips. And I think, you know, even with the property tax, we tend to forget that the property tax is there until it comes in and we're landed with that bill, and maybe we've not accounted for it. So, you know, I think family budgeting at the start of the year to outline
make it more
roughly
important.
What all your costs are can help you know pay these bills and pay them on time.
Yeah, if you save money on one, it'll help pay. That's what I think the guy meant the other night when he says the debt of 1,000 cuts, because it's just drip, drip, drip. And the funny thing as well on these own is that just looking at a bill of my own, that it's the VAT on the bill, no matter how big the bill is, but then when you get the VAT on top of that, and then they charge a tax on the VAT.
Which yes, you get yes. To the end of it. If you look at the energy market now, it isn't 23%. So the VAT on energy is 13.5%. But included in that, then you've got things like the PSO levy for electricity, and you've also got carbon tax for gas bills. So when you add all those together, yes, you know it can really bump up the bill.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that some of the companies themselves are not getting under the government and saying, like, or when something comes up about a bill, with its gas, electricity, they come up and they don't sort of defend it a bit more and talk about the taxes making it as extravagant as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a regulator in the marketplace to manage these relationships between the government and the energy suppliers. And they're responsible for setting things like the PSO levy and the carbon tax.
Yeah, I was going to be facetious there and say we had a regulator in the banks as well, and look what happened there.
I won't comment on that now.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much, Owen. And people want any information on anything to do with their energy bills, look up uswitch.ie.
Thank you very much. That's
Thank you very much. Note. Thanks, and I'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure. Thank you.
Take care. Have a nice weekend.
And that's Owen Clark from uswitch. .ie. So just look up uswitch.ie. Some helpful, useful and helpful hints for you to save some money. And God knows it is getting harder out there.